Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your secret audio track that complements the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 108, and the title is Curious Percentages. The sticky reads, curious people spend 20% of their time thinking about the problem and 80% thinking about the solution. Here's the story behind the sticky. Curious people spend a lot of time thinking, but it's important that they think about the right things. A curious person is more adept at solving problems than a non-curious person, but that doesn't mean they spend more time thinking about the problems. They spend most of that time thinking about solutions. Not that thinking about problems isn't helpful in some ways. The more you know about a problem, the easier it will be to come up with a solution. But just dwelling on problems and letting them drag down your mental energy and attitude isn't helpful at all. It's downright harmful. A negative attitude will dull your ability to create or even to be able to identify solutions when they present themselves. Spending about 20% of your time thinking about the problem and its aspects should be enough to get you started on finding a fix. And that's where you spend the other 80% of your time. As you come up with potential solutions, you can hold them up against the problem to see if it's a good fit or not. And that will give you a little more insight and data regarding the problem. Then you can get right back to solution building by ruling out the solution that didn't fit and begin envisioning the next potential tailor-made solution. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll receive a daily update that includes a copy of that day's yellow sticky note, the one that I draw by hand using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and publish for the world to see at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the secret audio track that complements the sticky note. It gives you the backstory and added insights, the story behind the sticky, that go into the message that I shared, kind of like the story you just heard in this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to stop back again tomorrow when I'll have a brand new sticky and a brand new story, and I hope you'll be here to hear it.